There are interpretations, and I'd like to get yours on the Nephilim. Were they, some people actually believe that these were physical alien visitors who came down to our planet, maybe did some genetic altering with man, maybe bred with females who are human here on this planet. Some believe, no, it was just merely angelic. What was your take on that?
Well, I think both are true. You have to understand what the word angelic really means. I don't mean in the literary sense,
sure,
an idiomatic vocab, but literally. Let's step back a minute. We get this. Well, if you examine every ancient culture on the planet Earth, even the Sioux Indians or the ancient Greeks, or you can go right through, actually a list of 14 of these, you'll discover something interesting. Every one of them has in their traditions or mythology or background the view that there was a time when some strange beings, star people, or they go by different names, came and somehow commingled with mankind. And the Bible's no exception. Genesis chapter 6, we have that same strange episode described. The word Nephilim, as it's used, it comes from a biblical text, is a Hebrew noun built from the verb nephal. What it really means are the fallen ones. And when that was translated into the Greek, it was gigantes, which actually means earthborn, but it sounds like giants, and in fact, they apparently were giants, so you see it translated in the English text as giants, but that masks the real origin of the words from which it was translated. It turns out the biblical presentation is that the Bar Ha Elohim, that's a Hebrew term for, it's translated sons of God, but it's a term that's used exclusively in the Old Testament as a term for angels. And it's used in the book of Job several times.
Mm-hmm.
The term derives from the notion that the angels were a direct creation of God, in contrast to man, which of course is procreating and so on. The point is, in Genesis 6, these angels, apparently fallen angels, for whatever reason, that's a whole other discussion, but they came down and apparently had contrived some way to create these hybrids. And so let's not confuse the offspring, which are called Nephilim, with the creatures that came down.
Okay.
And caused them.
All right. That's very important. So you're saying the offspring of the fallen ones, and we'll talk about that too.
The word Nephilim means fallen ones, but see, let me back up and make it be clear. If we look, let's look at the Greek mythology. It's full of these concepts where you have a god coming down and having offspring with human women.
Sure.
And they're called demigods. Atlas, Hercules were all, and Titans. Those were half men, half gods. The Hebrew term would be Nephilim.
Okay.
Where instead of a god, we're talking about an angel, not
okay.
a god. But the idea is that these fallen angels that bent on mischief here, and I have no idea what technology they used. I keep getting that question. But they cohabited with women and had an offspring that were unnatural.
We can assume, though, that we're talking about physical here as opposed
yes.
to some spiritual dimensional
yes,
aspect.
In fact,
okay.
it's not only that, it's the reason for the flood. Most people who, in the encounter in the, Genesis 6 is the chapter prior to the flood of Noah. It sets the stage for the reason for the flood of Noah. The concept that's actually presented in the biblical text is that there was a gene pool problem. That God wiped this slate clean and started over, having selected eight key people: Noah, his three sons, and their
mm-hmm.
four wives. And one of the strange verses in verse 9 of chapter 6 of Genesis, it points out that one of the distinctives of Noah was that his genealogy was not corrupted; it was not contaminated.
That's interesting.
See, that apparently, the strategy was to create a hybrid race. To prevent some other things happening in the future. So God, the Bible presents that God erased the blackboard, so to speak, and started over. And what's strange about the issue, the reason it becomes something other than just a marginal annotation of some kind, is that Jesus Christ makes the remark that when he returns, as the days of Noah were, so shall the days of the coming of the Son of Man be. So the point is, what Jesus is apparently saying is that whatever was going on back there is going to happen again. And that's one of the reasons the research in this in Genesis 6 is relevant to really understanding the prophecies in the New Testament.
The fallen ones, then, are physical beings. How do they find their way to planet Earth all of a sudden?
No, they were born here. In other words, the angels came down, cohabited with human women, gave birth to these strange.
Okay, but the angel's being physical now, right?
Yes.
Okay, but how did they find?
Let's back up a second. Again, we're indulging in the idioms, of course, of the biblical text using those terms. An angel is a strange creature because he apparently can materialize. Don't confuse him with these spirit beings called demons. If we're using the word demon in a denotative sense, we use the word demon connotatively to. Often to embrace.
Okay, but when I think of an angel, Chuck, I'm thinking of a heavenly being with wings.
Well, they may or may not have wings. You're talking about there's certain ones, the cherubim, that apparently do have wings. But the scripture tells us that many of us have entertained angels unawares. We know that angels can take people by the hand. They can indulge in physical combat. They eat meals with people. Angels are to be distinguished from demons. If we use demons in the denotative sense, these are spirit beings that apparently are relatively powerless unless they indwell a person.
Okay.
So that the picture that we get of demons, say especially from the New Testament record, are quite distinct. In fact, to be honest with you, it astonishes me how many authors in this area fail to distinguish between the two when the scripture seems to be describing two distinctly different kinds of creatures here.
All right, but the angels that came here, these were ones that weren't really the cream of the crop, right?
No, they were apparently, the picture we infer from the text is that the leader of the gang, who originally was called Lucifer, now we call him Satan, he's got a lot of
different
names, he had about a third of them that joined him in a rebellion. And there's a cosmic war going on that is behind the scenes of the whole enchilada, if you will.